Welcome to Seriously Awkward. All right.
Welcome to Seriously Awkward.
Nate, dang it, you beat me to it. I was supposed to have a soliloquy or something like that about space and time and the structure and everything like that. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Seriously Awkward. It is Nate and Dave, the Nate and Dave show again. Chris is in the process of moving to Alaska, and he's also dealing with some other crazy issues right now, so he will not be part of this episode of this show for a little while. I don't know. He was only on for a couple episodes. I would still like to have him back for more, but we'll see. I don't know what the future holds. His new job and new responsibilities. Apparently, he still wants to pay attention to his family and stuff like that. Boo. Lame. No, I wish him all the best.
Huh? You should know these things. I think you're a psychic. You should know these things.
I know some of the things, but everything comes in like a shadows. That's what they always say in shows. Is they go, it's like it's shadow because if I was to give you the whole thing, then I'd give away the plot. So, anyways, Nate, how's it going? Anything
fantastic?
Anything exciting going on in your life?
No, not really.
Nate.
Currently, I am on quarantine.
Nice.
It's kind of exciting. Nice little 14-day stay-at-home period. Not going crazy yet, so that's good.
Apparently, Nate was involved with somebody who knew somebody who talked to somebody who licked the side of his face, and apparently they had COVID. Or more likely, he worked with somebody that found out that.
That's true. But yeah, that second part, the worked with somebody all day that found out that they.
Right. They had.
The same positive. So
Nate is technically quarantining himself. He does have the shot.
Yeah, I got the shot. So like a week, right, literally a week before.
Right. So
around a person on Friday, got the shot the previous Friday, and
now he's dying.
Yeah.
of boredom of baseball. He's dying of boredom of baseball.
I mean, honestly, it couldn't have came at a better time because in the way the show 21 came out, so I have been playing that.
Nate, is there anything new about the MLB, the show that came out this year? Like, is there a story mode? Is there a new way to hit? Can you use your left joystick to do something? I don't know, juke.
Yes. There's always new things. A lot of the same stuff, but there is always new things, quote unquote. The biggest thing is this was a PlayStation exclusive, and this year they opened it up to Xbox.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's kind of cool. I'm playing it on Xbox. And
do you like it better on the PlayStation or the Xbox? Which system do you like better anyways?
Honestly, I think I like the Xbox better just because I've been playing that longest.
I've always just liked the controller better of the Xbox. I've never been a really big fan of the PlayStation controller. I don't know why.
It
just works better for me. And I kind of have, I don't know, my hands don't work well. They're clumsy. Well,
yeah, but you try to cut your fingers off, so.
Yeah.
No wonder they don't work.
Just one of them doesn't work well.
Oh.
It's pretty funny. I am very clumsy with my hands. Sometimes I will pick stuff up and it'll just like fall out of my hands. And I'm just like, that just happened. And I don't even try to stop it. I just kind of watch it drop.
Oh, that just happened.
Yeah. And you're shoot. That just happened. Because if you do the try to catch thing and then you end up bobbling it and then somehow you end up kicking it or it just drops straight down. Like if you're holding the phone and it slips out of your hand and then you try to catch it, it was probably going to land on its back. And then you try to catch it and you flip it and now it's like got extra force and it lands straight down on its on the screen.
Yep.
Just let it do its thing. Let nature take its course.
And just let it happen.
Gravity's there for a reason, and you just let gravity do its thing. It's
there's that song. It's called "Let It Be." Let it be.
I was thinking of the song "Gravity," but it's a John Mayer song, or John Myers.
But yeah, so I've been playing that. I've just been basically simming. I haven't really been well. I've been playing online. I've been playing the Diamond Dynasty, but I've also been playing franchise and been simulating. So I'm on season 3 with the Mariners, and definitely been simulating just like the Mariners losing.
I thought the Mariners had a winning season so far this year.
We will see. I got a lot of year 3. Fired all the coaches. Hired all A-grade coaches. And then a lot of the prospects have now come up. So we'll see if the season is different.
So I didn't. They fired all the coaches?
No, I did.
Oh, okay. Then you have a better chance.
So, like, most of the coaches, they're like 4 years. So there was two coaches.
I thought the Mariners were a farming team for other teams.
I mean, yeah. And then we get a player and we're like really excited, but that player,
they need time to grow. Their
career basically dies when they come here.
No. So
then we're like, oh, and then their contract's up, and we're like, oh, you didn't do anything for us. We're going to let you go. Right. And then they go to their next team, and they do really well.
Right. Right. Actually, what happens is we get a young player, Nate, and this young player is supposed to be the next up-and-coming amazing thing. And we kind of play with him a little bit. And then he's not the greatest at that time. He's still trying to get his legs underneath him. And then like a year or two in when his contract's up and they're like, okay, this is the time where we can pay him a lot more money. They're like, we'll get a new guy. I'm not really feeling it with this guy. And then he goes to the next team and he's like the best player on their team. And he was just about ready to break. And we let him go. And somebody else gets him.
Favorite trade was they traded Adam Jones. We got like Eric Bedard and somebody else. And obviously they didn't do anything for us. And Adam Jones went on and he was like a 3-time All-Star for Baltimore.
Right.
So, yeah.
We're pretty good at that.
Yeah. It was kind of turning a little bit because we traded, I forgot who we traded, but we ended up trading Paxton and the Yankees, right? A couple years ago. It was like a few years ago that we traded him or his contract. Anyways, he went to the Yankees, traded or whatever, and he was injured, didn't really play much for them. And then, so we got the best of that trade. Same with the New York Mets trade. We got probably one of the top five prospects from them. They got our closer, and they got Robinson Cano. Robinson Cano can't seem to stay away from banned substances. So he's been suspended twice. He was suspended.
Who can't half nowadays?
True. He was suspended like half a season with us. Then he was suspended like another half season with them. And then he's suspended all of this year, I guess. So yeah, that trade has worked out in our favor. So that's kind of cool. You kind of see maybe it might be a little bit turning to the Mariners' favor.
Well, it would be nice if it did turn to our favor for once.
For once, yeah.
Are you going to be able to go to any of the games, Nate, this year? Or
so before this all happened, me and my dad did go to a game. We did go to the Chicago game.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
How was that? Was that kind of a weird experience, or was it just kind of...
I mean, it was. It was nice. First off, it was really cold. Okay. Second off, they have like the concourse, they have it like taped off. So one way or half of this concourse, you're supposed to be walking in one direction. And the other concourse, you're supposed to be walking in the opposite direction. But nobody pays attention to it. And then in the outfield, they have like the little table that goes across the outfield wall.
Right.
And it says, like, this area is closed. And you're like, okay, nobody's around. Batting practice, they're not batting practice. They're just kind of warming up in the outfield.
Right.
And so I'm just standing there. I'm just, like, 3 feet away from the actual table. I'm not on the table. And security guard comes up to me, and they're like, this area is closed. You need to either keep walking.
Did you say, hey, listen, I'm TSA and I'm T and S and A in this whole area over here. And no, there's so much A that needs to be T'd in this area that I am all up in this S.
No. I was like,
I feel like you missed out on an opportunity, Nate.
No, but it was like they said that, and I like pulled one of the, like, I looked to my right. And I looked to my left. I looked behind me. And I looked at him. And I'm like, okay. Because I literally was like, you can obviously see that there's nobody around.
Right.
And so then I like started walking. And I literally like was rocking really slow. Because I was just watching.
Right.
But I mean, like, didn't stop moving, so technically I was walking, right?
Right.
I mean,
yeah, I get it, Nate. I mean, that some people just like to insert their authority into situations, and yeah, it never made sense to me. When I used to do the beer, wine, and spirits, I would have to go into a Walmart, and they had certain carts. That they have these like little L carts or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And you're supposed to, they want you to push them, but sometimes the best way to use them is to pull them. Like, you need to go around a corner, and I'm not going to push it and all the way around this entire place. I'm going to pull it backwards a couple feet and do the thing I need to do. I need to put this thing on the shelf. So instead of going around this entire block where people are kind of standing around and just, you're having to avoid people, I'm going to pull it backwards a couple feet. No big deal. I would have people come. I would have random store non-managers come up and say, you're supposed to do this. And here I'm just like, I would just keep doing my thing. Cause I'm like, I don't understand what that is in people where they're like, I have to be the person that says, you know, I know you're standing here and there's nobody around for 30 or 40 feet, but you know, you can't just stand here.
Can't stand here and watch them warm up. Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense.
It's understandable, obviously, if there's people around, but there was like nobody around.
Right.
And it's not like I was on using the tables that they said that you could see the sign that says don't use. I didn't have anything in my hand. I was literally just standing, looking into the outfield, watching them warm up.
Right. Which, for shame of you, Nate, you should feel bad. And I'm sure your dad disowned you after that, right? Like, you're out of the will. There's no way you're getting back.
Maybe. I don't know.
At least until the next Mariners game or whatever. And then you can redeem yourself. Yeah. Are you going to be able to go to more games or?
I mean, I'd want to, yeah.
Okay.
It was really nice because there's only 9,000 fans, right?
Right. Are they doing the full season this year?
Yeah.
The 172,000 games or whatever?
Yep.
Nice.
Right on the mark. 172,000 games. Yep.
It's a short season.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Hopefully you get to go to more games. I don't know. I hadn't planned on going to any games, but I don't know. I don't mind being around a bunch of people either. So I know that freaks out some people. Actually, I know I've heard stories of people getting mad that there people are showing up to these events. And it's just like, well, what does it matter to you? Go on, just live your life. Nate, live your life.
Well, I mean, there's, what was I going to say? Oh, so the seating, they have it specifically like set up because all the seats that aren't, you can't sit in are actually zip tied shut.
Oh, okay.
So you can't like wander around and just randomly sit in seats that aren't being sat in. Like you'd have to find a seat that,
like basically, you have the assigned seat.
Wasn't sold, and is empty. Otherwise, it's zip tied shut, and you can't open it.
That's interesting, but it makes sense.
And they sell the tickets obviously in groups of 2, 3, 4, and 6. They might have single seats, but I think most of them are in groups of 2. So you have to buy like that.
Okay.
So,
I mean, that makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense to me. So families can go together or, you know, whatever. Whatever you want, Nate.
So like there's a group, it looked like a little half of a Little League team because there was 8 people. But they were in the same row, but they were 4 and 4, but they were on each side of the row. That makes sense. So they were like seat 1, 2, 3, 4. And then 9, 10, 11, 12. So like the middle of them were empty. So, I don't know. It's kind of cool how they.
Yeah, I'm glad that they're finally letting people out, do these things again. Should have happened a while ago, but you know, it is what it is. I'm glad society is starting to get back to normal. We get to go see. This weekend, we rented out a theater for a birthday party. So we're going to go see the Croods 2 and we'll be in the theater with people we know, which it's going to be fun. We wanted to see one of the other newer movies. But so it's $100 to see a movie that was in the theater probably like mid last year or whatever, or would have been in the theater mid last year. But it is $200 to see. It's like $250 to see one of the newer movies that were out in the theaters. Like if you wanted to see Kong, it would cost you $250. If you wanted to see Ryu, that's one we wanted to see, but it was going to be like $250. And we're like, we're not paying $250. $100 is kind of fun, but that's just too expensive for us. So looking forward to that. Nate, I would like to talk movies. Movies.
Movies that should have been out already, but...
Yeah, so I sent you a list. I figure we can kind of... we'll just kind of go down the list together. You can take one, and then I'll take one, and we'll just talk about it a little bit. Some of it, well, it'll be really quickly because I don't have much to say about it. I'm surprised that some of these movies are coming out, and some of these other movies I don't know anything about. So it'll be interesting. So these are the movies that were slated to come out last year. Also, it's mixed in with movies that were actually slated to come out this year. So it's kind of an interesting mix. And some of the movies on this list are on rental now. So when we get to them, you'll have to...
So obviously the first one that there's a new Twilight movie.
Right. So that's Twilight Midnight Sun. I don't know anything about it. Nate, did you ever watch the Twilight movies?
The first two, I think.
So my ex was kind of into those movies. I didn't watch the first two until I watched. So the first one I watched was the last one of the series. And it was not great. It was not a great movie. And I had some friends of mine who were all about it, all about the movies. They read the books, they watched the movies. And then when I went and saw this movie, I was like, why? I don't understand. And I guess the part that made me so mad about the movies is they got to the end of the last movie and it becomes this huge battle between vampires and other vampires and werewolves and this huge, amazing battle scenes, which the battle scene was pretty cool and it was really well animated and all this stuff. All these people died. And then when it gets down to the last person battle thing, you're like, oh, this is going to be good. And then all of a sudden you're zapped back and like a white light happens or something like that. I can't fully remember. It's been a while, but then it shows that it's somebody that has the power to reveal what the future could be. And it's basically just shaking hands with the other person and the other team. And they're like, this is what could happen if we got into battle. And they're just like, oh, we don't want that. That would be terrible. You guys want to just be friends? And they're like, yeah, let's just be friends. And that's how the movie ends. It's just like, what? So you had this whole battle scene and all these people died. Nobody died. There's no consequences to any of this. Thank you for wasting my time.
Yes.
Anyways.
So, let's not even waste another minute.
I don't want to waste any more. It just makes me mad and frustrates me that this exists in the world. And I have friends that are really good people that are, some of them are really good at playing music and stuff like that, and they love these things, and I'm so sad for them. And but if you like it, that's totally cool. It's your thing. Definitely not mine.
I'm good. The next one, I've been waiting for it for the last 10 years. And that's Avatar. The Way of the Water. It actually has a name, so that's kind of cool. It's not just Avatar 2. what, like a year after Avatar came out, they announced that there's going to be a second one.
Yes.
And they're like, ha ha ha, Christmas, December 24th, da-da-da-da, of this year. And then it comes to, like, middle of the year, like, we'll say July. And then it's like, ha 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 ha, the next time you look at it.
When was the first Avatar movie that came out? I will tell you.
It was
in 2009.
Okay, 2009.
Yeah. That was a little over 10 years ago.
Yeah. I've been waiting 10 years for this movie.
I don't care anymore.
Like, Avatar, it was...
Avatar is totally cyberpunked me.
That's a good one.
Avatar has cyberpunked me, and at this point, I just don't care anymore. It could be amazing. Actually, so I know some people that will have a real serious conversation to me about how Avatar is the greatest movie that has ever been made. And I get really mad and frustrated by those statements because Avatar, I'm just telling you now, is not the greatest movie that has ever been made. It's not even in the top 179 greatest movies of all time. It was Fern Gully in space with great CGI.
Yes.
And if you see that movie without, if you see the movie with the 3D glasses and stuff like that, the movie is totally worth it. It is amazing.
And so that's how we went and saw it. And I was just amazed. Like, right. It was a decent movie.
The movie
storyline
is just,
and all that.
The storyline is okay. It's 100% CGI. And if you tell me that CGI is better
everything that makes the movie is the scenery.
Right.
Especially in 3D.
Right. And it's really cool experience. That is probably also the best CGI 3D movie I have seen in 3D. Because they took a lot of time to do this. They had monitors that were kind of bubbled out and they would kind of pop off the screen. They had like dust flakes that would kind of float in the screen. They had little fairies that would kind of go, that would float around. And there's like one scene where they're running through the forest at night and everything's colorful and everything's alive. And there's 3D animation going on all over the place. It does make me think, though, because after that point in the movie, you don't see that happen as much anymore. Maybe they ran out of money. I don't know. But they still had little monitors and stuff like that had 3D things. Still.
Well, so that's
animation.
What's a little bit concerning to me is the fact that since it's been so long, like, have they been working on this movie for like 10 years? Or I know that supposedly he had this movie written a long time ago.
Right.
The first one he had written like a long time ago, but they didn't have the technology to make the movie.
He waited and he wanted to wait until he could do the movie he wanted to make, which I appreciate. And for the most part, James Cameron, I'm not a big fan of most of his movies, but I do think a lot of his movies are really good. Or at least they're entertaining and they have some sort of explosion at the end. Almost all his movies end in an explosion of some sort.
So all I'm saying is, if in fact this movie has been being worked on for this long, then the technology, how advanced we've gotten in the last 10 years, is it going to be up to those standards? Or are we going to be watching this movie and we're going to be back in 2009?
So I have a feeling,
you know what I mean?
The movie will come out and it is going to be an eye-popping spectacular. But if you don't see, I think part of the reason why they're delaying it is because they want it to be shown in the big screen where you get all the whole feel of it. On my TV at home, the color difference between my TV and your TV can be completely different.
Right.
It's not anything I have to like in a theater, I have to sit down and watch the whole thing. At home, I can pause it anytime, rewind a scene, kind of ruins the moment or whatever. So I'm expecting it to be an amazing movie, but am I expecting it to be a really good movie? No, I'm not. But I will be entertained because I'm still entertained by these movies, but it's just like, was it a good plot? No, not really. It was, like I said, it was Fern Gully in space. Which Fern Gully is a decent movie. All right, Nate, what do we got next on the list?
Disney Pixar 5.
It's Toy Story.
Looks like Toy Story.
It's Toy Story 5.
But it's kind of weird because there's...
Yeah, I don't know.
More of the characters. So I don't know if it's like an actual trailer or, like a poster, or it's a fan-made poster, because you got like Spider-Man, you got...
Right, it's got Scar. It's got a little bit of everything. I don't know what this is, Nate. It says Pixar 5. So I don't know anything about it. It could be.
Maybe it's like a mashup of everything Disney Pixar.
Maybe. I don't know. It could not even be a...
The picture looks like Toy Story, like the way that the 5 is, with the yellow and the...
Right. It looks like a Toy Story font and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Think I don't think this is real.
I don't either.
I think that 5 on top, from what the picture that I see on this, I think there was a 3 of the Toy Story 3 underneath it. I think that's the yellow line underneath it, yellow blue line. Or it's like, and they just added all the extra characters. So let's move on from that.
All right. So the next one, May, so next month, Disney Cruella and the Stone. So if you don't know who Cruella is, she's the monster in 101 Dalmatians. Or at least that's what I'm getting from it, right?
Yeah. So if you scroll down further, they have more of another poster for Cruella. This was supposed to come out last year. It's supposed to be her story, her backstory type thing. I don't know. I don't know. I kind of like Emma Stone. I know
I
a lot.
Emma Stone, but I mean, I don't. What do you need a backstory on? You know who?
It's because... Disney
really on Cruella to go.
Disney is kind of run out of ideas in many ways. Pixar keeps creating new stuff, but Disney just keeps taking their stuff that they already have. Like they redid Mulan in live action, they redid Lion King in live action, Aladdin in live action, Cinderella, Beauty and the Beast. So now they've told all their classic stories basically in live action. I'm sure there's a few more. They did Jungle Book. they'll still do a few more. Now they're just like, okay, what can we do now? Well, we haven't told the Cruella de Vil story. We haven't told some other character's story. I'm sure there'll be a story about the witch from... Now I can't think of the name of the movie. Little Mermaid. I don't know. I'm interested in it just because I enjoy Disney movies. Do I think it's going to be anything great? I do not. I don't think it'll be great at all. I'm surprised by movies sometimes where I think this is going to be garbage, and I walk away going, I actually enjoyed that. I didn't hate it as much as I thought I would. I feel like I will be slightly entertained by that film. I will watch it because it is free on Disney Plus, and I have nothing better to do that night, and the kid wants to watch that. So we'll be like, okay,
that's what. A little bit off topic, but speaking of Disney Plus, a show I would recommend that me and Nicole started watching was Mighty Ducks Show.
Oh, is that good?
It is. It's actually pretty good, especially if you, I mean, if you've seen all the Mighty Ducks, like
hey, Ducks Fly Together.
Mighty Ducks, exactly. I grew up on the Mighty Ducks. I love the Mighty Ducks.
So does
actually like all of them. I don't care which one it is. I like all of them, even the one where they go to the private school or the boarding school or whatever.
That's the third one, Nate. That one was not that good, but it's still.
Shut up! It was.
But anyway, I still enjoy it.
I recommend
my show. My favorite line from Mighty Ducks 3 is, I think the kid Charlie is trying to pick up on this girl, and she's like, "Oh, I like Pantera," and he's like, "Pantera? I like Pantera." And it's just like, "Oh God, this is terribly written," but it's still an enjoyable story. The second Mighty Ducks was one of the was a great one. The one where they do the Olympic skating. And I remember as a child, one of my favorite stories is I had a friend come over and stay the night, and we were like, let's watch Mighty Ducks 2. And he's like, I've never seen it. And so we were watching the movie, and it gets to the very end where they have the shot off between one team and the between the US and I'm assuming it's a Russian team. I can't remember. It's always Iceland. Russians. Iceland. Okay. So it's like the shootout. And so our team goes up and they miss. And then their team goes up and they score. And then our team goes up and they score. And then their team goes up and they miss. And then, so then our team goes up and they score. And then it comes down to the last shot. He goes and swings and it goes in the air and Katniss needs to catch the thing. And then all of a sudden the power goes out of the house. We lost power literally as it was going towards the goal. and we lost power for like 2 days. So
that sucks.
I don't know if
you'll never know.
I don't know if he ever happens. Found out if we won.
That's
we,
awesome. Yeah. Anyways, a little off topic, but I would recommend watching that.
Okay. Show. Also,
there's only three episodes out. It sucks because they come out Fridays. That's one downfall of freaking Disney Plus.
Actually, I kind of
now starting to follow it.
I kind of enjoy that because it gives you something to look forward to at the end of the week, and you just don't binge the whole thing at one time.
Kind of. It did help me get some sleep that one night because we were like, for some reason, I'm like, I want to start this show. I want to watch the first one. So I started it and Nicole comes around the corner. She gets in bed and she's like, Mighty Ducks? I'm like, yeah. And then
you're supposed to turn to her and say, Ducks Fly Together.
I'm like, yeah. And then the next thing we know, we're like laughing at some of the stuff, and then
do they do a pretty good recap?
This is like
oh, I know this is years later, but do they do like flashbacks and stuff like that? Because we were thinking about watching that, but we weren't sure if we were gonna have to get the kid caught up on the old movies in order to watch this. Because I don't think he's seen the original Mighty Ducks.
No, there are a couple references.
Right.
But as for flashbacks, I don't believe so. Not in the first three episodes.
Well, like, are you going to know?
But I mean, so like.
Because they bring in Gordon Bombay or whatever his name is in the. Emilio Estevez.
I'd probably watch. I mean, I think they do have all three of them.
Okay. So
I would watch them.
Okay.
First.
has a question.
Yeah, I would watch them first. It is kind of funny because some of the characters, you're like, oh, that resembles so-and-so on the first one.
Right.
So, yeah, anyways. So the next two are both Marvel movies, Black Panther 2, and then the second Doctor Strange.
So I don't know anything about the Black Panther 2 movie. I do know
interesting. I know that obviously the main actor did pass away, so
right.
It'll be interesting to see what they do. I don't think it's going to be like, obviously, not the Black Panther. It's going to be...
Well, the Black Panther is more of a symbol of, you know, that gets passed down. Because his father was the Black Panther before he became him or whatever. I think that's how that works. And so I don't know too much about that one, but we do have the Doctor Strange movie and the multiple the multiverse of madness. Which I'm excited for that one, because WandaVision was leading to this movie, and also Loki, I believe, ties everything together.
Okay.
So I'm really excited about that. The Loki show will be coming out pretty soon. Falcon Winter Soldier is wrapping up. That one kind of started off slow, but it has been getting really good. I don't know if you've been getting into it, but they introduced the new Captain America. Captain America becomes, he's a good guy, but he's not really a good guy. And he ends up killing somebody with a shield in a very brutal way. And then he gets kicked out. And next episode is the conclusion of that one, which I believe leads us to Loki, which I'm also excited. I'm really excited about Loki because they are starting off with that where he left off in Endgame, where he stole the Tesseract or whatever it's called. The blue box. He stole the blue box.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets zipped into another dimension. And he has to do with, he's basically gets arrested by time cops, basically, which is one of them's played by Owen Wilson. And they basically have him. So I think the premise of this one is going to be very interesting, because Loki, which will be a different Loki than the Loki that we ended up at the end of Endgame that dies. This version of Loki didn't learn all the, you know, the growth of the experience of the other one. So he's kind of still a shady guy. And so I believe in this, there is going to be a lot of time travel back and forth. I think there's a part where he interacts with Black Widow after she dies. Probably brings her back to life. I think there's also going to be a lot of scenes where Endgame is playing in the background and he'll be doing something, some of the Avenger movies is going to be going on while he's doing another thing at the same time. Because I believe one scene in the trailer has him on a plane. And I believe it's the plane that is at the airport when they are doing the big Avengers battle between Avengers. So he's in the plane that they're kind of battling around and he's doing his own little thing. I think that's how it's going to interact and everything's going to tie together to the multiverse of madness. And then it'll lead us straight into the Doctor Strange movie. Hopefully. Something like that.
The next one I think is probably a fan created poster, Popeye.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Like I was looking closely and right above the thing it says more coming soon. You can see it very, and then I'm like on the back, like it almost looks like John Cena. Like the back of the head. So I was looking to see if I could see any names, and I see Adobe Photoshop. And then I see a website, and then I see something photography. So I'm thinking it's a fan made. I don't think that one's real, but it could be.
I'm gonna do a quick research.
It'd be interesting. On it. I think it would be kind of interesting just because that was a cartoon, obviously before we were born. But that's why you do research. The next one, obviously, is Harry Potter. I don't. Cursed. Harry Potter.
Hold on a second.
The cursed child.
I think you were right on that. I think that one was just a Photoshop idea of what somebody would like to do. There was a Popeye movie that did come out back in the 80s, and it had Robin Williams as Popeye, which was a mix between a pretty funny movie and absolutely a terrible movie. But so that exists out there. It's definitely an 80s movie. I remember seeing it as a kid and being entertained, but at the same time, there's certain parts in the movie I remember very visually that happened in the movie. And I just remember as a kid being like, it was okay. I was slightly entertained. I don't know. I never went back as I was older and watched it to see if it was really a good movie or a bad movie. But yeah, so that exists. Robin Williams is in it. It's a fun one.
So another Harry Potter movie, obviously kind of more, it says part one of our new generation. So maybe that one's true.
It's Harry Potter and the Deathly Child. Is that what it is? Harry Potter and the
Cursed Child.
So the Cursed Child.
Because I think they have a kid, or at least in the last one, I think.
Yeah, the kid goes out. Gets sent back to school and stuff like that at the end of the last Harry Potter movie, which I don't know about you. I'm a pretty big fan of the Harry. I'm not like a huge fan, but I enjoy the movies. I think they're great.
I enjoy the movies, yeah.
Are they like perfect movies? No, but they're very entertaining. I enjoy them a lot. I don't read the books. I don't do anything else. I enjoy the films. And so the writer of the original Harry Potter movie wrote this book. It's been a musical and a play for a while now. And I believe they are making it into a film. I don't know if it's coming as soon as they say it is. And I don't know if they're going to be doing, I'm still waiting for like the third of the Fantastic Beast movies. But we'll see. Those have been, the last one that came out was okay. I need to watch it again. I went to the theater with, and I felt myself kind of distracted. And it was like one of those movies, there was a lot going on and I kind of just kind of lost focus. So I don't know. I need to rewatch it. All right, Nate, what's next?
So the next couple, I'm not too worried about these ones. Says Shrek the Fifth, DreamWorks, maybe not.
It wouldn't surprise me. They've been pushing out those movies for so long, and yeah,
same with
I kind of
Pixar.
I kind of get tired of it. First Shrek was good. Second Shrek was decent. Third Shrek, why did they make it? Fourth Shrek, please just stop and shoot me now. Fifth Shrek, I'm hoping to go straight to a Blu-ray, or I said to Nate earlier, I said I hope it goes straight to VHS.
Yeah, VHS. yeah, same with Monsters Incorporated. That was kind of whatever.
Monsters Inc. 1, really good. Monsters University, not a great movie. Also retconned a bunch of things that they said in the first movie where you're just like, okay, that doesn't make sense. So it just seems like you're trying really hard to make a movie.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3,
which I am excited about. I don't know anything about it, but I enjoy the Guardians of the Galaxy films. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too. We're going to talk about Cruella, Jurassic World Dominion. Kind of looks like, what was it? Jurassic World, The Lost World, where they bring the dinosaurs back to the city.
Yeah.
I
don't. Did you watch the last Jurassic Park movie?
I did, but I fell asleep.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. It was an okay movie, but near the end, you find out that they interact with this child, and then they find out, oh, the child has been dead for a while, and they find out that it's a clone, the child's clone. So, like, the dinosaurs are cloned, and the child is cloned, and then that's basically how the movie ends. And you're just like, okay. So they're taking the dinosaur plot and they're just kind of throwing it out the window, or this is getting really overly sci-fi-y to me. It's starting to turn into a Sci-Fi Channel original.
So it's funny that that one's right above Fast and the Furious 9, because I was watching a streamer today, and that's where I saw the first like 7 minutes of Mortal Kombat, because it like just came out. It just released like the first 7 minutes of the opening sequence of that, and then he's like, someone mentioned, "Oh, did you see the new Fast and the Furious trailer?" Somebody searched that up, and we watched that, and so we're watching it, and he's like, what the actual F? and he actually made a good point. We're like watching it, and he's like, how did it come to this?
Right, right.
And then so he literally like went back, and we watched literally.
Right. Remember
the trailer of the very first one.
Right. Remember when I had you read Hobbs and Shaw, I had Xavier read Hobbs and Shaw, the original. So I had one of you, I either had you or Michael read what was the premise of the original Fast and the Furious, and then read the premise of Hobbs and Shaw. We went from stealing VCRs and this underground crime syndicate with race cars, and we ended up with spacesuits. flying cars and bionic humans.
Yeah,
like it's just like, okay, the reality part of this is out the window. This is just popping flash. It's flashing glitter all over the place.
First one, you got the street races. Second one,
And apparently
you got some street racing.
Street racing in Tokyo, and one of their crew members dies.
That's the third one.
Oh, is it the third one? Okay, the third one is in Tokyo. Dies.
Fast and Furious, Too Fast, Too Furious. and Furious Tokyo Drift.
Apparently,
Tokyo Drift was the one that they didn't have any of the original characters.
Right. Apparently, the person that died in that one comes back in this one.
So hopefully they kind of explain, because I remember
I'm gonna say clones.
They kill him, right? So they kill him and he gets upset in Tokyo Drift. And
I know that would make me mad too if I died.
Then obviously, like the third one, or one of them, is like kind of before that had happened.
Right.
And it introduces him. And at the end of the movie, he's like, oh, I'm going to go check out Tokyo. I'm going to go check out the scene in Tokyo. And then the next one starts with them getting the call. Oh, and I think that's when.
That's like the fourth one.
It actually shows. It shows that scene. And it shows that's where, what's his name, gets introduced. Hobbs. No, Shop.
I don't know. I have no idea. I didn't watch Hobbs the other one.
Rock. The other one is, wait, which one is The Rock? Hobbs is The Rock. Shaw
is Jason Statham.
Yes. So,
which I also think it's funny that Jason Statham and The Rock both have write-ins that say that one, because the movie was basically The Rock throws a punch and then Jason Statham throws a punch in the entire movie. In their write-ins, it basically says that every time Shaw gets a punch, Hobbs has to basically get as just as powerful as punch, and if he gets hit, then the other person has to get hit because they're very shallow and I get it. They're super buff people and stuff like that. I'm slightly jealous. That's probably what it is.
We gotta speed this up, or we're not going to get through them.
Huh?
We gotta speed this up, or we're not going to get through them.
Oh, I know.
So it's just funny how they progressed to, like,
I know, to insanity. There's part of me I haven't seen past. Well, so I saw the first one. I saw part of the second one. I saw the seventh one because I wanted to see how they did this CGI of Paul Walker. And then I didn't watch any of the other ones after that. And then I saw Hobbs and Shaw. So,
And then Black Widow, obviously one that should have been released last year, but it's been pushed back.
It has. I think I'm hoping it's almost a better time for it now. So that one looks exciting. There's a Cinderella thing. I don't think that's a real thing. I don't know. It looks like Cinderella Vampire Hunter.
I was looking around when I first looked at this to see, like, because there's a movie and it's like it's like a drama more for females. And then there's like the same movie with vampires.
Right. So I don't know.
And so I was looking for vampires and maybe like a Cinderella vampire or
Cinderella zombies. Maybe. I don't know. I've seen Pride and Prejudice zombies. So that was a pretty decent movie. Next on the films is Top Gun 2.
Yeah. This one, they obviously was supposed to come out last year. Then they got pushed to July of this year, and I was really excited for that one. And then they just kind of recently pushed it to December. So it's still going to come out this year, but it's going to be Christmas time instead of
He really originally wanted it to be a holiday movie. Those tend to be bigger blockbuster movies or something like that.
I'm looking forward to that one.
I enjoy the Top Gun movie. It's not one of my favorite movies. I had some friends that wanted to watch it all the time. I was like, it's a decent film. There's only so much I can watch of Val Kilmer playing volleyball. But Tom Cruise, I enjoy him. He's insane. He's literally an insane person. I think Part of the reason why he wanted to do this movie, because the only reason he does movies nowadays is he wants to actually do the thing. So in this, he learned to fly an F-15, I think is what they fly. So in some of the scenes, a lot of the scenes where he's flying, he's actually flying the plane. So take that as you will. So I enjoy him for that. I will see the movie because I enjoy the other one. It doesn't look like he's aged a bit. I think he's a witch. Moving on.
Marvel Eternals.
So I don't know
what that is.
I've heard a bunch about it. I wish Xavier was here because he'd be able to explain the whole thing. But I don't know really enough about it to say what it will even entail. So I'm looking, I don't know. It's a Marvel film. I enjoy those.
Mortal Kombat obviously comes out. It'll be out by the time this comes out, but for us, it'll be in 2 days.
Okay.
It comes out on Friday.
It looks good. The 5 minutes that was released of it, that somebody released part of the opening scenes of, I guess.
Well, I think they did. Like the actual studio released it.
Okay. Well, it looked good. It
does.
It doesn't. It kind of lands in that, because Mortal Kombat is kind of a weird thing to try to make a serious movie out of, because the whole premise is ridiculous.
Well, yeah, I mean,
so
and the big part of it is the fighting and the finishing moves, the goriness. The first one, I believe, was rated PG-13. This one is rated R.
Yeah,
so I think it can depict those finishing moves, and supposedly people are saying that it does. It's very gory, so I'm definitely looking forward to that. That first 7 minutes, there's a lot of gore in it. There's just a quick spoiler, he literally does this move and he freaking cuts somebody's arm off.
Right.
So I mean, if that's in the first 7 minutes, then
right.
You know what I mean?
Right. So, no, I'm assuming the people that did this, they took the time, did their research. Probably one of the better video game movies that'll be out. I saw Monster Hunter. It was entertaining, but I've never played the game, so I don't know what it compares to the actual game.
Right.
Next on the films is SpongeBob, the movie. This was another film that was supposed to come out last year. I don't know. I think
I'm not a SpongeBob person, so I'm not even interested in this one.
I think whatever they do for the 3D animation in this looks amazing. I used to enjoy the old SpongeBob show because it had a lot of kid moments, but it was completely full of adult humor. but the movies have not been anywhere intelligent at all. So let's just move on. Quiet Place 2. Quiet Place 1 was really good. This one, I believe, has a mix of them continuing on their journey with a lot of how did this all happen in the first place.
Yep.
I enjoyed the first movie, and it'll be interesting to see where they go with it. Next movie is Monster Hunter. That one is already out. You can rent it on in the Redbox and probably some other places. I enjoyed the movie. It was very entertaining. The animation was really good. There's a long section in the movie where I felt like it didn't really need to be there. Like they could have shortened this part down, but it was still good movie. I enjoyed it. I thought there was a movie, another movie called Love and Monsters. I think that one's actually better. And I mean, different premise, but that's a good one. So Black Widow again, Stranger Things 4. I am looking forward to Stranger Things 4 because it's Stranger Things. It's great.
If you don't like it, it's a good show. Yeah.
The Conjuring 3. I've never been into those movies.
Yeah, I don't have any interest in that one either.
So, Black Panther 2, Hotel Transylvania 4. Please stop. Please just stop.
Another one you don't have to continue making.
Just put a bullet in it. Just be done with it. I get it, Adam. I get it. You need to make money, and Netflix is literally giving you money like left and right for your movies. Some of them are good. Some of them are bad. A lot of them are bad. And I'm glad that you're getting the opportunity to make it. Please stop making these. I beg you.
Who is it?
Adam Sandler.
Oh.
It's his whole crew.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's Adam Sandler, Kevin James, Steve Buscemi. It's his whole crew that he always hangs out with. And does all his movies with.
What was that one movie he was in?
Hubert.
There's like two of them. No. Where they go back to like.
Happy Gilmore.
No, they go back to like their high school.
Billy Madison.
Thing. No. Crap. Anyways. Black Adam.
Black Adam.
Again, another one I don't know anything about.
So,
superhero movie.
Black Adam will be played by The Rock, and I'm not totally sure if that one's going to come out this year. I will be surprised if it does. I know they are shooting for December, but we'll see what happens with that. The Purge,
the Forever Purge, supposedly is like the first ever Purge or something.
I don't know.
It takes place. I don't think it's like common time. I think it's early.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan. Don't really care. Yeah,
the last one wasn't that great. But another Halloween movie.
Another Halloween movies. Meh.
Pretty much, yeah. How many times can Jason keep coming back?
Enough times. Okay, we got
The Batman.
I'm actually looking really forward to seeing that movie. They're always a dark movie. And this one looks like, I don't know. The previews I've seen of it looks really good. It looks like it's a really dark and probably a gruesome movie. So
kind of like the Joker, dark and
yeah. And I think I think the bad guy is like the Riddler and a few other characters. So we'll see. That one looks good.
Tom and Jerry.
I'm gonna give the sparkly vampire a chance.
Tom and Jerry currently out. You can watch it on. I think it's on HBO and Max right now.
Yeah, it's on that. So if you want to watch Tom and Jerry, go for it.
I'm not going to.
It's one of those things. I was fine with the 5-minute episodes, but I don't know if I can handle longer than that. Thor, Love and Thunder. That one is also going to have the Guardians of the Galaxy in. I don't know if it's going to be all combined together. That could be the Guardians of the Galaxy 3, or they may be getting their own movie by themselves. But Natalie Portman's in this one, and basically she has the ability of Thor, so I'm assuming it has to do with some sort of, I don't know, parallel universe type thing. Where she has the power and he doesn't, or something like that. I don't know. Or maybe she gets the power somehow. because they had sex or something like that. I don't know. Uncharted.
Tom Holland and Uncharted, another video game movie.
I don't know too much about the series. I heard it's really good.
Video game series is pretty good. It's kind of like a what's the Nicolas Cage movie? Treasure
Planet.
National Treasure.
Yeah.
So he's basically a treasure hunter.
Yeah, it's an Indiana Jones movie.
So yeah.
Free Guy. I've been waiting for this one for a long time.
Yeah. Sucks that it hasn't came out yet. This was one of the ones that I was really waiting on this year.
Right.
So, or I should say last year, 2020.
Right. Yeah, that was one I was really looking forward to. The next one is Flash. Flash is getting his own film. Apparently the Justice League movie that Zack Snyder did is doing decent, and they're talking about continuing on with his version or whatever. I don't care. I still want to see it. I don't know if I can commit 4 hours to it. Ghostbusters. So
March 2nd is what it says. March 2nd. The Ghostbusters, new Ghostbusters, Paul Rudd.
This one looks amazing. I'm excited about this one.
I'm looking forward to this one as well. I've only seen like the quick trailer. I don't know if there's another trailer yet.
There's a few trailers for it. There's actually a great one where Paul Rudd is in a store and he starts hearing these noises. And then he gets called over. Like he hears a noise over in the snack section, and he goes over. And there's all these marshmallows, and then all of a sudden, all these little State Puff marshmallow guys made out of marshmallows start popping up. And then they, you know, start gremlins in the store where they start taking over things and burning some of the State Puff marshmallows and putting them on s'mores and stuff like that.
Watch the trailer.
Jungle Cruise with The Rock again, Dwayne Johnson. This is Jungle Cruise is a ride in Disneyland, so they just came up with a story for why they had a ride in Disneyland. It's an entertaining ride. It's an entertaining ride when you're a kid. So they decided that they're going to make a story out of this ride that somebody came up with, and now they need a reason for why it exists.
They put The Rock in it. I mean, come on now.
Yeah, it's exactly. Chaos Walking is another Tom Holland movie, and that one's basically out, I think. I think so. It's either out or it's coming out soon. I keep seeing a lot of trailers for it. I have not heard really good reviews about it. Apparently this movie was supposed to come out like 10 years ago, but they kept delaying it. I don't know. Boss Baby. All right. Stop. Thanks.
Yep. This is another one. I mean, he has to be like a teenager now. So come on now.
Right. Minions. The Father. I don't know. I have no idea. Minions.
That's yes.
The Rise of Groot. I find the Minions movies kind of funny. But I don't know. I feel like they should stop those as well. Peter Rabbit 2. And that is it.
Yeah.
That's a lot of movies, Nate.
That is a lot of movies.
And I think there was some that were thrown in there that were pretty sure were fake and photoshopped. Yeah. This was just a list of the posters of movies that were supposed to come out this year. It's supposed to come out. I call BS on some of those, but whatever. Anything else you want to say? Because this is a long episode.
Long episode. No, I mean, out of those ones, the top ones I'm looking forward to are Top Gun, the Tom Holland movie, Uncharted, Free Guy, Avatar the second, and
Yeah, I'm.
Oh, so, the Ghostbusters one. So those are the five that I'm looking.
I'm excited if all those movies do come out. There's a bunch of them. I mean, you listen to the podcast. There's a bunch I have no real interest in. I'm interested in all the Marvel movies. Morbius is also supposed to come out this year. Shang-Chin or whatever. That trailer just got released too. It's another Marvel movie. I'm always excited about the Marvel movies. DC movies, I will probably watch anyways. Shazam was really good, but most of the other ones are not that great, but I still watch them anyways. So anyways, Nate, is there anything else you want to say?
No.
All right, perfect. That's what I want to hear. Till next episode. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Seriously Awkward and Friends. Please like, subscribe our Facebook page, and think about becoming a Patreon member. And listen next week.